Kate and Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as we are trying to figure out who Scott Kelly is.
And why is he connected to the Jonas Brothers?
And why does everybody want to give him a job? Kelly is back for redemption in Can't Beat Kelly.
Can I rise from the ashes to reclaim my crown?
And does a wedding ring or an engagement ring carry bad juju? Is that enough to, like, get a new ring?
The women say yes, the men say no. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Hi. I don't know if you are in the mood for $1 billion for the holidays, but...
I mean, I could use it.
Mega Millions is almost $1 billion.
How in the world did that happen?
This would be the 8th time in history it reached a 10-figure territory.
That's cray-cray.
Now, listen, right now it's $965 million. That's for Friday's drawing.
I could make that stretch.
I mean, if I had to.
I could try.
Again, I would probably rather win a jackpot that's a little less, a little more under the radar.
Okay.
You know, something in the 20 to 50 to $100 million.
Okay.
As opposed to something like a billion. I would hate for it to change me.
Yes. Well, you said anything over a million would change you. Which is typically why you're like, this is not your realm.
Yeah, I'm not typically a lottery type of player. However,
but when it gets crazy like this,
yeah,
I play.
Yeah, when it gets crazy, I'll go, you know, why not?
I could throw 20 bucks at it.
And I say that, and then I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to forget.
It was last night.
Because there are deadlines. Yeah.
Yeah, so the jackpot, like I said, $965 million for Friday's drawing. So if you're in the mood for $1 billion for the holidays.
I could be in the mood for that.
Yeah, the last $1 billion jackpot actually was last December, $1.2
billion. Wow.
I know, crazy, right? All right, so yeah, we got a lot of stuff on the show to get to this morning. Kind of chilly this morning if you get up, but it is going to get nice, 62, then 70s by Saturday. Next week, though, going to get cold again, so we are definitely feeling November here in Louisville on 99.7
DJX. At least it's not snowing. I don't need to go back to that. That was aggressive too soon.
I mean, yeah, it was weird to see that in the air, for sure. It didn't stick. But it was weird also, you know, my I get cross-country videos that pop up on my feed now because my daughter runs cross-country.
Sure.
And in Iowa, there was a state meet that was in the snow.
Oh, no.
And these kids were running, you know, just with their singlet and their shorts on.
Shut your
in
mouth.
In the snow.
See, that
like,
makes
man.
Me question parenting.
That makes me question parenting.
Like, why are you allowing
why
your
are you
children
allowing your kid?
To not put more clothing on when there is snow outside?
Well, I think, you know, high schoolers, they'll just choose to do what they want to do when it comes to what they're wearing. But yeah. Anyways.
Is it ever advised for someone to run in snow weather in shorts and a little tank?
I will say that I get...
That'd make me quit the sport. I'd be like, I'm not coming to the meet and I'm done running. That's
done.
The end of my career.
I'm done. I don't run necessarily hot, so I have to wear appropriate clothing necessarily. But like, you know, I know other people who run hot, meaning... Their body temperature gets high quick, and so they
Do
can
they
run
live in igloos.
They can run in shorts and tank tops.
That's crazy.
When it's 40 degrees outside.
That's so crazy.
I know, crazy, right? All right, hey, coming up next, we're going to get to a feel good story.
A Delta Airlines pilot made an announcement before departure over the weekend that I think is making not only everyone on the flight feel better, but everybody on the internet feel better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, when DJX. Let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So a Delta Airlines pilot made an announcement before departure over the weekend saying they understand some flyers are nervous with all the chaos happening at an airport. So he reassured them with a story about ice cream.
I know we probably have quite a few nervous flyers today. It is perfectly understandable.
I want to emphasize this aircraft does not move a single inch unless both my co-captain Michael and myself are absolutely certain it's safe to do so. Before I left the house on this trip, my little one has learned the word ice cream, and she made me make sure I promised her to get her ice cream when I get back home from the trip. That being said, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing unsafe comes in between me, that little girl, and her ice cream. I know you guys probably have some similar plans, maybe not tonight, but probably tomorrow afternoon once we get you up for Raleigh. Please feel free to join our Wi-Fi and take care of picking out which place you guys are going to get ice cream, or shoot your friends and family text about what you guys are doing on the flight. Should be a really nice day to go flying. We'll get you guys up there safely.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah, it feels good.
And then some of the comments from TikTok. He became dad of the plane.
That's right.
In that moment. The fact that he came out of the flight deck to make eye contact with the passengers was
for
awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
Delta better get this girl a ton of ice cream.
Sure.
People talk about Delta, but this is 99% of pilots.
Right.
They want to go home to their families.
Right.
I don't think people realize how much precision they put into their work.
For sure.
So
for
kudos
sure.
to good. That pilot and all the pilots.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have, you know, the tough job, stressful job of getting passengers, all of it. I mean,
well,
you've
most of the
seen
time,
the crazies that can end up on flights.
Well, and most of the time it's getting to the plane.
Yes.
Is just jumping through hoops, and then, you know, the passengers are already on edge when they get to the plane. So.
But way to go on reading the room
and
knowing the right words to say. Just a little simple story about this little girl and needing some ice cream.
Yep. She's going to need some ice cream, so I'm going to get her some ice cream.
Yes. Yep. You can see the story. We'll post it at WDJX.com.
I don't want to freak you out or anything, but tickets for the Kentucky Derby 152 go on sale today at noon.
What in the... What is... I'm just... Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX.
It feels early.
Get it early.
They're,
get it while you can.
I'm thinking Christmas gift.
Yeah, it could be Christmas gift. Thursday, today, noon, Kentucky Derby, May 2nd this year, early. So Oaks is May 1st. Derby, May 2nd. And the 152nd running of the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby tickets will be available to purchase online. You can do it. So, I mean, all you have to do is reach out to they'll figure out a way to take your money.
Oh, absolutely.
One way or the other, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, KentuckyDerby.com or DerbyExperiences.com, or you can just do that to be a part of the Kentucky Derby 152. So we're already talking about Derby. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Again, I'm thinking at some point, we just keep getting earlier and earlier with everything. Like, I feel like we're going to see a time where we launch Christmas in July.
Well,
like July 25th.
Yeah.
They're going to go ahead and usher in Christmas.
They're going to be like, you know what? Let's go ahead and put trees up now.
Yes. We'll start talking about Derby in June for the next year.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it was for some of those festivals like Bourbon and Beyond and Louder Than Life. Like, they almost announced the headliners for the next year a month after it ended. And they're like, hey, ready to get pre-sale tickets?
Hey, remember how much fun that was just like a month ago? Let's think about next year.
Yeah. Kentucky Derby 152 tickets go on sale today at noon. So there you go. Coming up next, maybe you're swinging by the gas station to get some gas. Why don't you look up, see who's next to you?
I mean, it could be a life-changing experience.
It could be a life-changing experience. Or just watch, you know, just pay attention when you're backing out of the parking spot.
I mean, that's best practice anyway.
But you could run into your future love
could
interest
be your
there.
Soulmate.
Misconnections coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you find that person, but they're cute. You don't get a name or number, though, because you're in a weird spot. What do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, gas station goddess, you classy, me gassy.
Oh, Ronnie, what the jokes.
Jokes. I was the 55-year-old single dude just trying to make it through another Tuesday with my 2012 Ford Escape and a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Okay.
You were possibly descended from angels.
Oh.
Pulling up next to me at the gas pump in what I can only assume was a luxury chariot. BMW?
Sure.
Lexus?
He couldn't look at the label on the back of the car.
Something that doesn't smell faintly of beef jerky like mine does.
All right.
I smiled and asked, "You getting gas?" You looked up confused, but your little mouse-like face could have melted the hardest man's heart.
No, I'm going to the grocery store.
And mine hasn't seen action since the Bush administration.
Oh, wow.
Listen. Mm. I offered to fill up your tank.
Nice.
Chivalry's not dead, ma'am.
Gentlemen.
You politely said, no, thank you.
I got it.
But honestly, kind of felt like a maybe. That's when I started picturing us together.
Oh, wow.
Me, making sure your gas gauge never hits E. Holding your purse at Costco.
So sweet.
Maybe even sharing a Netflix password.
Oh, wow.
Then, reality struck.
Uh-oh.
Gas overflowed everywhere.
Oh,
pants
soaked.
Cigarette? Well, snuffed it out because I'm responsible like that.
Well, that's good. Oh, my gosh.
He was smoking
oh, that could have been disastrous.
He
oh,
was
no.
Smoking a
oh,
cigarette.
Wow. Oh, that's about the worst place to do that. Oh, okay.
Oh, that just got me.
Oh, that was a plot twist.
You drove off while I was begging the attendant for a paper towel. Man, it's been a week.
Oh.
I've washed these jeans twice.
Oh,
they still
it.
Smell like regret and unleaded.
Oh, dang it.
Listen, if you see this classy gas station lady and you're looking for a man who will always treat you right and maybe occasionally set himself on fire for love.
Glad you didn't.
I'd like to take you out to a dive bar, get you properly drunk on cheap beer, and see where the night takes us.
Properly drunk on cheap beer.
I mean,
beer.
He sounds like an all right guy,
he's
right?
Sweet.
He's sweet.
He was trying to be nice.
He was.
Chivalrous. Sounds like it went sideways. Oh.
Put a cigarette out, though. That's
yeah,
good.
Oh, that was probably, that's probably best.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This one's called Salon Shuffle, Cadillac Cuddle.
Oh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
Wednesday's my day. Hair done. My lipstick on. Pearls that have seen better days.
Uh-huh.
I backed my Cadillac out of the salon parking spot like I've done 1,000 times and felt a bump.
Oh, no.
Great. I thought I'd finally taken out that pole. Then I got out, and there you were, a nice younger man.
No.
Half under my bumper with that bewildered puppy dog face.
Are you kidding me?
That makes a widow's heart do things it hasn't done since the days of smoking jazz and sock hops.
She hit him.
I asked what you were doing there. And you said very calmly, "I think you hit me." Well, there are worse ways to meet someone, am
oh
I right?
My gosh.
I helped you up.
Uh-huh.
Dusted the dirt from your shirt and your pants.
Uh-huh.
I swear, I felt places in my 82-year-old body tingle that I thought were retired years ago.
Wow.
Was it the thrill? The embarrassment?
Uh-huh.
The slight adrenaline from almost giving a man the close-up with the bumper of my Cadillac? Probably all three, if I'm being honest. May have even giggled a lot.
She hit him.
You told me to watch where I was going.
Uh-huh.
I told you that you should have let me take care of you and nurse you back to health. Oh, winky face.
Hey there.
Right then, a police officer. Of course, there was a police officer.
No.
Came over and started asking all these questions and ruining my game.
Oh, wow. Really blocking her there.
Grandma's got game. You refused to press charges. The officer gave me a warning and ruined any chance with you. Honestly, the nerve.
She's nuts.
If you are the handsome, slightly dusty man from the salon parking lot under my bumper.
Under my bumper.
I am the bad girl widow with a spotless driving record.
Oh.
Well, mostly.
Okay.
I'll be at the salon again next Wednesday.
Of course.
Same pearls, probably the same lipstick, and I promise not to run you over unless it's the only way to get you to stop walking away.
Shoot.
Come find me. I make a mean cup of tea and know how to patch a shirt pocket better than you'd expect.
All right, so, wow.
Heart emoji.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, she's 82. She ain't dead.
Right.
She's feeling things.
Absolutely. And she probably doesn't have a lot of options.
And look.
In meeting people nowadays.
Yeah. All right. So whether, look, you still got pants that smell like gasoline. You're just looking for that angel at the gas pump.
But honestly, this could have played out like a movie scene. A little meet cute. You're running to the love of your life, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you are looking for the guy you hit.
Yeah. Yeah, just like a movie scene.
It could be one thing, and that, my friends, is
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I know, Kelly, you would never drive over the speed limit because you were late for something or trying to get somewhere.
Never.
Yasmin is the star of our Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without going 107 miles an hour for Little Caesar's Pizza.
Oh, dang it.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, someone had a hankering.
Listen, I don't want to get into a pizza debate, but if I'm going 107 miles per hour for pizza, it's not going to be Little Caesar's.
Oh, shots fired. Oh, man. Listen, I used to work at Little Caesar's in high school.
Yes.
It's dang tasty. Let's not sleep on Little Caesars.
She's 21. Her name's Yasmin. She was caught speeding 107 miles an hour.
That's aggressive.
And the reasoning she said was she was desperately trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed at midnight.
Oh, man.
How do we know this? She called into a radio show.
Oh. There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. It didn't even feel like 107. It just like I was driving.
She said it didn't
feel like it.
I was going 107.
I felt like I was flying.
I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting pulled over? And by the time I get to look to the back, he's already like, I didn't even get to go like into a gas station. I didn't even pull over.
She's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting pulled over. You're going 107 miles an
hour. Like, did you ever stop to glance down as to maybe why, just to put some clues together?
She was hangry.
Yeah, she was.
She must have been hangry and was like, you know what?
Blinded by the hankering.
I need a $5 pizza.
Yeah.
And
I need it now before they close up.
They're going to close, and what's going to happen if they close before I get that? So.
Anyways. Bless her heart. And did she ever get the pizza?
I don't think so.
Aw, dang it.
Because
that's a double whammy.
You know, she's 30 days in jail, fine of $500, maybe both. So she's facing charges like that.
Do you think Little Caesars will deliver her some pizza?
I would hope that Little Caesars is like...
That'd be kind.
Thanks.
It is World Kindness Day. Maybe.
All right. So, again...
There's an opportunity, but I think... Little Caesars has to be careful. Like, she...
Rewarding bad behavior.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, she's a big fan, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can't really go say, hey, we're good enough to speed for. I don't know if you... I don't know.
Well, that's
it's a tricky message you could try to figure out.
Say nay, nay.
Yeah.
You know, look.
Appreciate your fandom.
I enjoy pizza. I could eat pizza every single day.
Let's not break the law for it, though.
I'm not breaking the law for Little Caesar's Pizza.
Spectacularly. Like, what was the speed limit?
I'm guessing
probably 45.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
even if it was
70.
Whatever it was, yes. Blew it out of the water.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without going 107 miles an hour for Little Caesar's Pizza.
I didn't even know I was going that fast.
Yep, then you're doing okay. That's your Side of the Bar story. Who is Scott Kelly? Why do you care? You may not. So... Scott Kelly, his resume was being looked at a recent Jonas Brothers concert.
Okay.
So someone who goes by Your Girl Jen posted this video on TikTok. Just she was sitting kind of right behind this guy and took a zoom of this guy kind of scrolling on his phone.
Guy is at a Jonas Brothers concert, and instead of paying attention to the concert, he's paying attention to Scott Kelly's resume on his phone.
This is right.
Okay.
And so she says, Scott Kelly, your resume. was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck. And she says, good luck, Scott Kelly. I hope you get the job.
Of all the places.
Yeah. And
to be reviewed.
And the internet understood what it had to do.
Sure.
Including Nick Jonas himself.
Yes.
Who says, Scott Kelly's work ethic and critical thinking inspired me to write the line, red dress. Kevin Jonas.
Oh, no. Of course he did.
Said, I'm one of Scott Kelly's references. And then all of the businesses, like brands, what? Started chiming in.
What?
Scott Kelly always dresses professionally. Highly recommended. Old Navy.
Old Navy's rolling into the chat.
AT&T, not Scott Kelly, waking up to 1,800 LinkedIn requests.
Wow!
Instacart, can confirm, Scott can deliver.
Is so great.
Pepsi.
We don't even know what kind of job he's going for. And, doesn't matter at this point.
And we don't even know if that was, in fact, an employer looking at Scott Kelly's resume or Scott Kelly himself looking at his own resume.
It could have been. But, it could have been like, I just got to brush this up and make sure it's all on point.
He needs a job.
Yeah, he does. 1,000%. He's clearly looking for a job.
More brands. Kleenex. Scott Kelly gave us tissues when we were sobbing in the hallway. Sonic Drive-In. Scott Kelly's impact on company culture is unreal.
No one knows who this person is.
No one knows.
But this is the kind of attention you want, though.
Right.
Like, thank goodness it's not Scott Kelly caught with a coworker at a Jonas Brothers concert. We don't need another Coldplay situation.
Right, right. And the internet is polling for Scott Kelly.
Yes.
Some sort of update on Scott Kelly. Will someone hire Scott Kelly?
Yes.
Verbo.
Because there's no picture on the resume.
No, it's just a text doc.
Yep.
And Verbo, Scott Kelly built my house. Hire him.
Built my house.
Hire him.
This is great.
Oh, Butterfinger rolls in. Scott Kelly, future employee of the year.
Yes, the Jonas Brothers need to keep this as a running storyline until the internet finds out who Scott Kelly is and did he get the job.
But other people are like, Scott Kelly's current employers looking at this going viral going,
It could be. I mean, he could very well have a job, but is looking for another one.
Maybelline, Scott Kelly is born with it.
That's just genius.
I mean, all the brands that are rolling in.
Everybody understood the moment.
Scott was the cleanest person I've ever met.
Yes, absolutely. We are going to need to hear from Scott Kelly at some point.
But yeah,
you're going to know who you are based on the screenshot.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
Everybody is pulling for this guy named Scott Kelly. Duracell. Scott Kelly would be way more of a plus than a minus to any team.
Scott Kelly is either there, A, with a wife or a daughter, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And probably against his will. If he's checking the resume, or he's not even, it's Scott Kelly. It's somebody who is there with a wife or a girlfriend, didn't really want to be there, not really paying attention to the show. Instead, I got to hire somebody good. It might be Scott Kelly.
But the comments are worth.
Absolutely.
Are worth it. And everybody is pulling now for Scott Kelly.
This is one of the reasons why we love the internet.
Yeah, Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, hilarious, this is like Brad's wife all over again. Do you remember Brad's
Justice
wife from
for Brad's
Cracker
wife.
Barrel? Cracker Barrel.
For Brad's wife.
That's a callback to like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
That was an epic saga as well.
But yeah, so fans immediately jumped in the comments.
Yep, we're going to need to know who this guy is.
Nick and Kevin Jonas even vouched for him.
We're all invested.
We're all invested
at this point.
So yeah, Scott Kelly, we will share
it. We're going to need a follow-up.
We'll share it on Insta at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, we're all pulling for Scott Kelly and his potential new job.
We all say he's going to be the best fit.
He's going to be the best fit. at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it on Insta. Everybody, before they get into the office today. Oh, I can't wait to just show Joan and Sarah pictures from my phone of the northern lights I captured in southern Indiana.
Listen, they were pretty cool pictures I saw. People got some good pictures.
Listen, we're going to trade photo. I saw on the Facebook that there were some beautiful northern lights here visible in southern Indiana. Hi. Now, listen, I don't necessarily like to go over to Seymour, Indiana, just because of the name.
Why?
I don't like how it implies Seymour. Very, very not conservative.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I had to make a trip just so I could see the lights.
Why are you throwing shade at Seymour? What'd Seymour do?
I hear there's great lights there.
There are.
So I love looking at the Facebooks and seeing all the pictures of the northern lights that we can get here in Kentucky or just outside of Louisville.
It was very pretty. They got some great pictures locally.
I thought Santa and his reindeer were the only ones to be able to enjoy this.
Not so. You can see it in Indiana.
Right here in Indiana.
Who's going to bring in the Northern Lights cookies? That's what I need to know.
Listen, I knitted last night a special sweater.
Okay.
That had the colors of the Northern Lights, a little neon green, okay, a little purple. I think it's going to go well with my black leggings.
Yeah. Let's ask Denise to bring in some Northern Lights cookies.
Oh, Denise has the special Northern Lights margs.
And the margs.
Yep. It's neon green and a little splash of
the blue
purple.
And the purple.
Yes, a little splash of blue and purple.
With glitter for the stars.
Listen,
yes.
the office is going to be dismissed at about noon
for
at
the
lunch.
Northern Lights party.
The little Northern Lights party happening. In the break room. Denise and Joan and Carol, we're all going to enjoy some Northern Lights fun today. I just wish I didn't have to go to Indiana to see it.
Listen, Indiana, like, what are you doing? Why?
We finally did something that people want to come see, and you're dogging on us.
Such shade. I don't like to cross the bridge.
Listen. Not everybody can just throw $2.47.
It's gone up. It's gone up. You don't have the transponder. Not everybody has a transponder.
Listen, I like to borrow my cousin Jeff's car.
Yeah.
Just so I don't get pinged with the $2.47 to cross the bridge to see the Northern Lights.
It's not worth it to get the transponder because I'm not going over there again.
But if there's another round of Northern Lights, I might consider. I might consider.
Okay.
If Jeff's car's not available, then I might consider getting one myself.
Jeff's car. Okay.
All right, we're dumb. Anyways, that was literally my feed on Instagram.
Stabby Sarah sent a little meme. Everyone on Facebook right now, it's just Chad Kroeger holding up
the
picture.
Look
at this photograph.
Yes.
It's the Northern Lights.
Oh, shoot.
And anyway, by the way, Jordan the Dude sent in a picture. No need to even go to Indiana.
Oh, my.
It's right
Jordan,
here.
Jordan, I didn't even know. I got some misinformation, maybe.
You don't have to make the trip to Seymour.
Do
You can stay right here.
Don't like the name. Too risque. Okay. Excuse me. All right.
Wait, Jean is going away for 10 minutes. She wants us to call her when Ben comes back to his normal self. She can't with the office ladies.
Listen,
Ken is here for it.
My feed on Instagram and Facebook were all the pictures. So, look, we got to enjoy it while we can. We're not that far north.
Look at the sunrise, too.
I know, it's beautiful.
Look at the sunrise. Did someone get a picture of the sunrise with
fall
foliage.
Maybe I'll get a picture of that and we'll have a fall foliage party next week.
Today's Northern Lights party with neon
green margs, a little splash of the blue and the purple.
Fall foliage
and
next
then
week.
I can't wait to show off my sweater. Black
sweater
tights.
Vest. It's a sweater vest.
Yes. She loved the engagement ring. Then she found out where it came from.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'd rather stay anonymous, but I need to pick your brains on something.
Okay.
My boyfriend of 2 years just proposed. Nice. I said yes.
Nice.
I was so happy. Honestly, loved the ring.
Yes.
But now I can't stop thinking about something I just found out. Apparently, the ring my fiance used was originally his older brother's.
Okay.
His brother used it to propose to his girlfriend earlier this year. She said yes, later found out he cheated. She broke it off, gave the ring back. So now that same ring is on my finger.
Mm.
So it's not even about it being used. Like, I really don't care about that part. It's just the vibe. Like, this ring comes with baggage.
Mm.
It feels tainted, like it carries bad energy or something.
Mm.
Every time I look at it, I think about the brother cheating and that whole disaster. So I don't know if I'm being dramatic or superstitious, but I can't shake it. I've even lost a little respect for his brother, which makes it even worse. So how do I either cleanse my brain and the bad juju, or do I just bite the bullet and ask my fiance for a new ring?
Aye.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this feels a little off. What would you do?
Jeez. I mean, typically I feel like I would just say, hey, look, it's just a ring. You know, maybe get it blessed by a priest or something, and then... well, you do, like, when you get married, you get if you do it in the church, then
right.
they'll bless the ring. But like
Amber says, sage.
But like, that doesn't take away the quote bad juju, but it doesn't take away your thoughts of what it represents, right?
Yeah.
And that's,
this is,
and that's
different
the part,
than it's grandma's ring.
Yeah, and that's the part that is a little bit more complicated for me to wrap my brain around, because normally I'd just be like, just, you know, it's a beautiful ring, just do some things to make it good in your mind. But then every time you look at it, you look at his brother and you know he cheated, and you know that this ring was meant for his ex-fiance. Like, that's big.
I have some friends in the jewelry business that might be interested in a trade-in. I'm just saying, I know people.
Hey, Wendy. Wendy, we might have a gig for you.
Yeah. Right? Hey, Wendy Canavan.
Yeah. Yay, yay, yay.
Again, I think I understand heirloom. This is not really an heirloom, though.
Yeah.
This is a, hey, I'm not using it. You want it? And they, sure, thanks. It's a pretty ring. But yes, I feel like in this instance, and Trina on text, like, yikes, I was waiting for something super shallow, but this ain't no way. Give it back immediately. I think,
jeez,
I agree.
I don't know. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, your take.
It wasn't grandma's and it wasn't bought for her specifically.
Right.
So... those are two things that I probably have a problem with.
She liked the ring.
She liked the ring.
Before the backstory.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy, we'll get your take and some of your calls and texts on the way next. It's funny the difference of opinion in the comments section between men and women on this group therapy. So we got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. She just recently got engaged. She loves the ring, but then she learned the backstory that the ring was actually her now fiance's brother's. He cheated on his fiance.
Yeah.
And got the ring back. The brother got the ring that he used to give to our listener.
Brittany is honing in a little on that and says, these brothers sound like jerks. One cheated after asking his then fiance to marry him. The other one got a free ring out of it. Gross. That's kind of a good point.
But the,
like,
difference...
Hey, man, what are you doing with that?
But
not being used, right? Can I have that?
But the difference is... The guys in the comments on Facebook, Like Chris said, you know what? You're right. You should end the entire engagement and two-year relationship over the fact that the ring has baggage. Sound dumb, right? There's your answer. Eric says...
That's a good point when you say it like that.
Overthinking, but trading it for another at a jewelry store is a great solution. All the guys are like, no, you're overthinking it. All the girls are like, heck no! Laura says, it sounds petty, but I totally get it. In my first marriage, my ex proposed with his mother's divorce diamond. And it just felt icky and tainted. And then we got divorced after about 15 months. Oh, so, yeah. So her suggestion, maybe trade it in for when you all choose together.
Yes, that would be great.
But the brother's over here. He's going to be standing at the as the best man at the altar going with his new girlfriend going, hey, by the way, buddy.
That doesn't work out.
If
that
whole
back.
Thing doesn't work out between you and the missus, can I have it back? Because I think things are going pretty well
OMG.
with my new girlfriend over here.
That's, you know what? I feel like there is a way to get around the bad juju. And I think just explore, talk to your fiance. Explain from your point of view. And the fact that you just want to make sure that you are setting out on the right foot with your marriage.
And say, hey, this is great. This is like a promise ring. And then let's just figure.
Let's trade it in maybe. And pick something out together.
Well, can't trade it in because technically it's still my brother's. I gave him an IOU.
Brother's not loaning it. He gave it to him.
He's not a loaner. Listen, when it all goes south for you,
just give it back.
Because it's a pretty ring. It's a pretty ring, and it deserves to go to someone pretty.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, we've totally pigeonholed these guys as a type.
We're having to just imagine how that exchange went.
Yeah. Okay.
I talked to your fiance, and I think if he maybe sees your point of view, he may, but then he may not, and then you're stuck with it. No, and then sage.
I think the trading in for another ring, one that you, maybe similar, one that you like, maybe take the diamond from it. Is it, I don't know. Or marinate it in a little longer. Maybe with time you'll be like, all right, whatever. It's a beautiful ring.
Maybe. It took a little broken road to get to you.
Yep, there you go.
It could be that.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Not sure if we helped.
I don't think we did at all, but we had fun.
We had fun, though. Thank you, and good luck. Let us know what happens. Let us know what you do. We'd love to get a follow-up from you here in a couple weeks on 99.7 DJX.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Can't Beat Kelly is on. Let's introduce you to Brittany calling us from North Vernon. Hi there, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany's got brown hair, is 5'4", works in construction, and is just married.
Nice, newlywed.
Yeah, gotta like that, right? Yeah, woo.
I'm gonna feel really bad when I put the beat down on a nice newlywed like that. I'm coming from the end.
I'm not really sure how newlywed we are, though.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So here's the deal. It's Can't Beat Kelly, Brittany. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right, you win. If you tie or get less, then you can't beat Kelly. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Let's wait for her to get into the hallway. All right. There she is in the hallway. Question number 1 for you, Brittany. People are excited. The 2028 Summer Olympics are being held here.
Oh, gosh. Los Angeles?
This reality star and influencer announced recently that she failed the bar exam.
Kim Kardashian.
This trailer for an upcoming biopic about a famous musician has shattered records by becoming the most watched music biopic preview in history.
Oh, I don't know what a biopic is.
Like a movie about a person, like a biography.
Okay. Can I pass?
Sure. Kate Gosselin has confirmed her relationship with Steve, her former bodyguard. What reality show made her famous back in the day?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
After 238 years, this U.S. coin is no longer being minted.
The penny?
One more time, this trailer for an upcoming biopic about a famous musician has shattered records by becoming the most watched music biopic preview in history.
Eminem.
All right, let's get Kelly back in. Kelly! Okay, everybody's excited. Okay, Brittany got three correct.
Solid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
solid.
I will say the commenters online think Kelly's got this one in the bag, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if this is good or not.
Listen,
for you, Brittany.
It all fell apart last week.
That's right. Kelly only
it
got two.
It can happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would have only gotten two right last week.
I mean,
week.
Thank you, Amy. It says Kelly never loses. I did last week, though.
All right, here we go. Questions for Kelly.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brittany. Hang tight, and we're going to see how well Kelly does. Okay? Question number one. People are excited. The 2028 Summer Olympics are being held here. I'm looking for a place.
Oh, okay. I thought, is this just a statement I'm supposed to say, true or false?
No. I'm looking for a place.
In L.A.
L.A. is correct. You both got that right.
Okay.
This reality star and influencer announced recently she failed the bar exam.
Kim Kardashian.
You both got that right. This trailer for an upcoming biopic about a famous musician has shattered records by becoming the most watched music biopic preview in history.
Michael
for Michael Jackson, not Eminem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Kate Gosselin confirmed her relationship with Steve, her former bodyguard. What reality show made her famous back in the day?
John and Kate plus eight.
That's correct. After 238 years, this U.S. coin is no longer being minted.
The penny.
5 out of 5. Brittany, you didn't stand a chance. So sorry.
Brittany, I'm so sorry.
You didn't stand.
But you
didn't
were a solid
stand
competitor.
A chance.
Solid.
Yes, I was going to say, hold your head up high because you got three right.
I mean,
there are a lot of people in your position who just completely choke and get zero.
Fall apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So you did good, Brittany. Hold your head high.
I didn't even think I got three, so.
See?
There you go.
There you go.
But Brittany, before, listen, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize anyways. But before we go, we're going to need you to say, hi, my name is Brittany and I can't beat Kelly.
This is a shaming part.
Hi, my name is Brittany and I can't beat Kelly.
No, but you have a great outfit on today. It's a wonderful choice. Your hair is shiny and bouncy.
Shiny and bouncy. You look great. All right, Brittany, hang tight, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for hanging out.
We're focusing on the positive.
I'm telling you, you know what? I knew you were going to come back with vengeance.
I did. I had, you know what? I had fire in my blood today.
You had fire in your blood and you had your namesake to defend.
Yes.
Your honor.
I had to rise from the ashes like a phoenix from last week's dismal performance. And I'm back, baby. I'm back.
All right, there you go. Can't beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time.
That's right.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
Rat-tat-nat. Can we, the Louisville area listeners, get Usher John? She said,
Lizzie rolls in. Hey guys, this weekend reunited with my best friends for a 35th birthday celebration.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, we go all the way back to 02, 03, 6th and 7th grade year. Shout out to Amanda and Christina.
Wow.
Can we hear some good Charlotte?
Yeah.
All right, we'll kick it up. There we go. It's 99.7 JX Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. Kirsten rolls in. How about Rock Your Body? Justin Timberlake. Yeah, why not?
Ballad.
Why not? We can do that.
Ballad.
Ballad. That
our
is.
Our bodies
ballad.
Are being rocked.
Our current status rocked. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Man, Dr. Aaron is going on a girls' weekend too.
Yeah.
Up to see Maroon 5 in Chicago, show number 14.
Wow.
She's crazy.
Okay. Maybe we'll get some Maroon 5 a little later on.
Maybe.
I wasn't quite prepared for that right now.
Maybe,
or maybe
she wants
we just
pink, get the party started, marinating that later.
Or maybe we just say hi to her.
I think we could just be saying hi to her.
Jessica says, hey, I'd love to work from home, but I gotta head into that warehouse and make that money, so need some Fifth Harmony.
Oh, wow, I see what you did there.
Maybe you're gonna talk about the Aurora Borealis. throwback Thursday.
Someone bringing the margs to work at home.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Todd rolls in. Hey, my sweet, beautiful, and amazing girlfriend, Amanda, that Ben and Kelly hooked me up with.
Oh, Todd, Amanda.
Having a rough morning. Oh. Let her know I love her and it'll get better. Pick a good song. Okay.
Oh, that is so sweet. What a good boyfriend he is. What are you doing?
Huh?
What? Is this? It takes two to make. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Woo! I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I think she's instantly better.
Maybe.
She's instantly better.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Yeah, this is Throwback Thursday. We don't play the entire song. We don't have time for that. It's 99.7 DJX.
We hit it and quit it.
Yeah, that's right.
Big shout out to Henry and Nolan, 5 and 4 years old. I mean, they wanted to hear Justin Timberlake and the other boys from NSYNC, but we got Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, yeah. So
high five.
So high five, shout out. We like that. Also, Jill in the car rider line with Quinn, her 9-year-old, asking for a song, but says, "What's old?" All right, Kaylin, we got your Kevin Rudolph. How about that? Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Hi, it's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I gotta drive all the way to Owensboro Saturday. Need to hear Rihanna's "Shut Up and Drive" so I can quit complaining.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We got okay. You.
That is. This is not it.
Dang it.
That's not that song. That is not. Mm. This is "Shut Up and Dance."
I just put "Shut Up and D" into the computer. And this is what. All right, give me a second. "Shut Up and D."
Oh my god.
Hang on. Hang on. Give me a second. I'll figure this out. Shut Up and D. It's Throwback Thursday.
Okay, that's it. That's the right one. You got there.
Shut Up and D could be an opening line.
It could
be an opening line.
Okay.
Shut up and drive. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
Brittany, turn in the big 3-0.
I'm Brittany. Everybody's got a birthday every single week.
Absolutely.
I'm beginning to think they're all a bunch of liars.
Just to try to get to the front of the line.
That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Lizzie pointed something out.
Yeah.
About all the birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, November is like the most popular birthday. 9 months ago was Valentine's Day.
Really?
I'm trusting her math. I'm not going to verify it.
See, I thought September was like one of the most popular birthday months because
well, in
New
my
Year's,
sister's family, yes.
New Year. Well, I'm a September birthday too.
Yes. Oh.
Kathy and Dan got it on right around
Kathy
the.
And Dan.
right around New Year's. Awkward, right? Awkward.
So we determined Jim and Diane were Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Right? I have a dream. Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow. Leave my heart. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
I got a text. Yeah. Hey, Ben and Kelly, headed to Charlottesville, Virginia to watch my son Sam, who's a freshman at WKU, run in the NCAA regionals for cross country.
Nice!
Wow!
Nice!
He's got a 7-hour drive. Go, Tom!
That is big!
That's awesome.
That is big. I know. I'm in that cross country world, too, so that's big deal.
Awesome. Who wanted this?
I don't know. Someone wanted Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Elena.
All right.
This is for you, Elena.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday. Can you tell this is our first day? We don't know what we're even doing. All right, Ben and Kelly. Just Allison rolls in, says, "My birthday's November 15th. 9 months before that, almost to the day, is Valentine's Day."
Mm.
So you could say that the whole birthday thing tracks. My son's birthday is in September, so we have all the popular months covered.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's all great news.
Yeah, those are... Who knew those were days
who
to...
Who knew?
Get busy. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Beth rolls in.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How about Lady in the Street, but a freak in the bed?
Birthday baby Megan? Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
How about Lady in the Street, but a freak in the bed? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Throwback Thursday, yeah. DJ X. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Such a nice song.
So nice. It's so nice. All right, Throwback Thursday on 997 DJX. Anna's rolling in. Ooh, that song, Ratchet. Listen, is this the first time you've ever heard of Ludacris? You know, he didn't just hawk State Farm commercials. He used to be a rapper.
Or Fast and Furious movies.
Right, exactly. That is funny. I don't know. I think this is for Sean, maybe.
Yes, Sean.
I know it's not the song you wanted, but whatever.
It's
you
close got, enough.
You got to give us
it's an
a
adjacent
little...
request.
Sure.
Sometimes kind of. That happens.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Tiffany's doing math on her birthday, too. My birthday's April 4th. 9 months before that is 4th of July.
Oh, Independence Day.
Fireworks
in Vegas. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let's make our own fireworks, honey. I know what we'll do.
Why do you sound like an office lady talking about that?
I've put on my sweater vest that has fireworks on it. And we can see who can make a big boom.
Oh, my God.
We'll name her Tiffany. Alright, Throwback Thursday.
Let's point that out.
What?
The fact that nobody got that you're playing independent.
Oh, for Independence Day.
Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tiffany's
fireworks in the bedroom.
Day.
Boom. Boom.
Let's make her own boom and name her Tiffany.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Shout out to a listener. Tomorrow, my daughter's 20th birthday. We're heading to Nashville for the weekend.
Nash
we'll
Vegas.
Raise your glass like that. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, hot damn.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. We don't have time for all that nonsense.
We have a lot to get to.
Yes, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Red Bubble Rachel says, yo, best part of this song is the intro. Please.
Agreed.
Please.
Agreed.
All right. Jaquan, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Kelly from Crenson Hill. Oh, we at Saddle Ranch now. Okay. Let's go.
We had Saddle Ranch.
Can you guys play something by New Jersey Nickelback?
New Jersey Nickelback,
bon
a.k.a. Whitney Houston from New Jersey.
No,
got you, fam. Got you, fam.
That's not what she was talking about. Whitney Houston is not the New Jersey Nickelback.
The New Jersey Nickelback? How can we not love this?
So out of left field. Oh, wow. Go, Whitney!
Go, Whitney!
Wow!
Clock strikes upon
See,
the hour.
You make
yeah,
fun,
everybody,
but then...
Everybody sing it. You know the words.
All right, we can be done. Oh, well. Hang on. I gotta get to the thing.
The
hang
home.
On. Oh, I want to dance. You know who else is from New Jersey?
Who?
Paul Simon.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? We're so far off the rails.
You know who else is from New Jersey?
Who?
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft?
My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, my Chem.
We're playing two songs.
By the way, August babies are made during Christmas.
Oh, hey!
Kelly and
all
Michael!
Right.
Go, Kelly and Michael!
Wait, are you shouting yourself out?
Yes, I am. I'm giving myself a shout out because my son was born in August.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened, probably.
Oh, wow!
I'm guessing. Hey, y'all.
We go back. This is the moment tonight.
We go
All right, throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Amy says July 25th babies are made on Halloween.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Are we just rolling it back 9 months for everything?
Yes.
Listen, I didn't get into radio to do math, all right?
Listen, Angela's like, what is happening this morning? Kelby's like, does Ben have ADHD too? Never mind, he confirmed it.
Listen, not diagnosed, but probably, yes.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Justin says, I was born in December. My parents are celebrating probably St. Patty's Day or International Women's Day.
Wow. All right. Oh, and a little remix of Independent Woman for International Women's Day for you.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. I didn't even know we had this.
April babies made on Independence Day.
Wait, no. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I'm tossing it out there.
You need to read the comment before you actually say it.
April babies made on Independence Day. That's what you said.
That does not make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. What's the gestation period? 20 months?
I don't know.
All right. Can we just be done with this?
No. I'm having too much fun. We still didn't play Bon Jovi, the New Jersey Nickelback.
Oh, is that where it started? Is that what we were trying to do?
Like, what is the New Jersey Nickelback?
Well, obviously, we didn't know
either.
It's
Bon Jovi!
All right. So listen, it's not Whitney Houston, and it's not Paul Simon, and it's not My Chemical Romance.
No, it's none of those. Okay. And listen, any minute, I'm waiting for Suzanne to bust into the studio right now and be mad because you didn't play her beloved Bon Jovi. She's the biggest Bon Jovi fan
on the planet, and works on the hall. Yeah, she works here. All right. Great.
You're still not going to do it, are you? Not going to do it.
No, I don't think I have it.
Savage.
All right, so there you go. Throwback Thursday every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 on 99.7 DJX. So I forgot how to eat in public. It's 99.7 DJX.
Is there a different technique?
So there was a banquet last night.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
For school. It was to, you know, celebrate all the athletes, right?
Great.
Go out there. It was at Audubon Country Club. Great place. Never been. Looked fancy. It was nice.
Did you get a talking to by your wife?
So, no.
Okay.
So, we sit down, you know, we're getting the banquet food and all that stuff. And it's chicken. And I have the thought of, well, at home, I would just eat it with my fingers.
Oh, but you're looking around and no one's doing that?
Yes.
And so like, oh, now I have to take a fork and tear it off?
Now I have to take off my fork and knife and try to...
Like, oh, and the knife?
Yeah.
People, you're not just holding it with one hand and then tearing it off with the other hand holding the fork?
No, the idea is to not get your fingers dirty at all.
Oh.
And just to use the utensils.
I don't know if I've ever eaten.
So I had
like a drumstick.
I had a drumstick and I had
a knife and fork.
I had a drumstick and I had a chicken breast.
That's kind of psychotic.
On my plate. And so I was like, okay. And I kind of like look at everybody else in the table and they're just like, it was nothing. They're
like, they do that all the time.
Yes. Like fork and knife.
The fork and knife and a drumstick.
Yes.
How do you even do that?
And I do finally look over, and there was one guy sitting at my table who had wings, and there's no way you're going to do that with wings.
It just takes one guy.
So he was two hands on it.
He was the trailblazer.
Everybody else was fork and knife in it.
So did you take two hand guy and take the lead on that?
Here's what I tried to do. I tried to split the difference. And then I'm sitting here, and in my brain, I'm going, why is this a thing? And so
fried chicken is a barbecue, backyard barbecue kind of food.
So when you have it,
you
at
eat
a,
it with your hands.
So when you have it at a banquet, at a fancy place, when people are wearing jackets and button down stuff and dresses, do you still use your fingers and
yes,
hands?
Yes, I feel like yes. I don't know if I've ever witnessed anybody using a knife and fork on a drumstick.
So
that feels like it's psychotic behavior to me.
So I started with the fork and knife on the drumstick.
Okay.
And I'm like, cut, 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 cut.
did it slip off the plate onto the floor? Just, I feel like there's a strong possibility of that.
And I'm like, stab, cut, 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 cut. Look,
and again,
I'm being very proper here right now. Stab, cut, 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 cut. And
Shelby's like, pick that stuff up and eat it with your hands, LOL.
Well, so, yeah, that, I mean, again, normally, if I'm at my house and I'm not in public, that's what I would do.
Look at all the other people and say, what are you psychopaths doing? Pick it up.
And so I decided to do a couple cuts. And then I realized it's like, man, it's a drumstick. I'm going to leave a lot of meat on the bone.
Yes.
If I don't get in there and root
get
with my
in
mouth.
There like
right?
a savage. Turn off with your teeth.
So, yes. So I started both with the breast and the leg with the knife and the fork. And then I then realized quickly, okay, I'm going to have to just, because my napkin to food ratio is very, very high.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need extras.
I use napkins almost after every single bite.
Sure,
I'm
absolutely.
A little psychotic like that.
Tony says I would use my toes before a fork and a knife.
When eating chicken. But yes. We're like at a country club.
I know.
Right?
No.
And so I'm like, stab, cut, cut, cut. And I'm looking up and around at the other people, and they're doing it like it's normal.
That is so weird. That has to be like, am I on candid camera right now?
Right.
Yes.
And
what
to
a
the
bizarre
point,
feeling.
Now, my wife didn't get a drumstick. She just got a breast. And so...
That like, might be easier.
And she did just kind of like tear with her fork.
Was everybody else that was doing the cut, cut, stab, stab? Were they eating drumsticks too?
Yeah, there were some drumsticks in there.
That's psychotic behavior.
And I'm like, this must be how the other half eats. Because I feel like I'm in a caveman.
Were you raised in a barn?
Meat. Moon. And so I
put
got...
Put your mouth there with
and,
teeth.
And it's like... And finally, I had to nod to the guy that was eating the chicken wing. Because they had different parts of the chicken that you could pick. And he had a couple wings there.
Pick up
there.
The drumstick. And I just was like...
I tried to be civil.
Yep.
And now I've got to go Neanderthal with how I'm eating
this
chicken.
I'm done with getting little slivers of chicken in my mouth. I got to go all in.
But I was literally sitting there going, have I forgotten how to eat in public?
No, like, that is no this one, a thing? No one eats fried chicken that way.
Well,
no one.
Tell the people at the table that.
It's finger licking good. It's a freaking slogan. They don't say it's knife and fork good. No, it is finger licking good. That's what I would say to everybody.
This is why
I would be like, do you guys not know it's finger licking good? Pick it up.
So, anyways,
I would rage.
That was my.
I would rage eat.
That was my experience. And by the way, I got to also shout out to this guy who was eating the chicken wing with his fingers. He got cake before everybody else too. So
yep,
I was like, buddy, you're doing it. You're doing it right.
He's going all in.
You're doing it right.
He's like, I'm taking full advantage. I'm not paying for this.
Yep. Yep.
It's great.
Oh no, we paid for it too.
Oh.
So yeah.
Well,
I mean,
more reason to eat it your way.
More reason to eat it your way. Right. Not feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is such a cool idea. This small school district in Ohio, a middle school, set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway and invited students to just share something good that's happened to them recently.
I woke up at the good time today for school, so I didn't miss the bus.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
And I got my braces off recently.
I have been more hanging out with my family, friends.
Me and my sister are actually kind of getting along now, and like we're not arguing as much as we used to.
You know, sometimes all you got to do is ask.
Exactly.
Ask.
And I think that's so great to kind of bring these kids' perspective, because they might have a lot of things that they're worried about and drama, whatever. It's like, hey, let's just focus on one good thing. What's one good thing that happened to you today? I'm not going to focus on the fact that my son forgot an entire bag full of markers that he asked me to buy yesterday that were sitting right in front of his. I sat right in front of his chair where he always sits down and eats breakfast every single morning, just right there in the bag. It's all bagged up for him, ready to go. He didn't see that. I'm not going to focus on that, though.
No, don't. focus on that.
I'm going to focus on the fact that he's a great
kid. Driving.
He's driving now.
He's driving now.
Great.
He's doing great.
I mean, he may not always have his brain, but he's driving, and I love him.
Yeah.
And he's great. I'm not going to focus on the fact that like three times this week we've had to drive something that he's forgotten to the school. So I'm not going to focus on that at all.
Don't focus on that.
Because this is a feel good, and that's what we do in the feel good lane.
Yes.
It's a feel good.
Yes.
Brought to you by Sam Aguirre, our injury lawyers.
You need to take a deep breath.
I'm taking a moment.
Yeah.
Taking a moment.
There was a little bit of tone in that.
Because he's emailing me right now. Hey, Mom, did you ever get those markers? Yes, I told you I got the markers.
Help me.
And they were put in a bag, conveniently bagged for you, in front of your chair on the island this morning. I just really couldn't find them this morning.
Did you look? Where did you look? I looked in my hand. They weren't there.
Did you bring your head? Because it's still attached to your body?
All right.
I brought them!
This Feel Good brought to you by Sam Aguirre.
I love him.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
So, I don't know what you do when you get bored at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, usually I'm not bored at 2:30 in the morning because I'm sleeping.
Boring!
Setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting bored at 2:30 in the morning, then deciding to go destroy the second green on a golf course, then you're doing okay.
What? Oh, that escalated quickly.
It did. He was in high school. He's a 17-year-old. Oh. He and a buddy decided, you know what? Bored.
My kid better never.
What else is there to do?
We live on a golf course.
May be the case here, too, but... decided to do that. Here's the sheriff getting involved.
A vehicle entered the second hole here at Venetian Bay Golf Course, and they basically destroyed 7,000 square feet of the second hole.
I mean, if you look at the pictures, it looks like crop circles on a golf green.
Was it about $160,000 in damage? And based on LPR evidence, anonymous tips, we were able to get the person who drove the truck onto the greens.
Mm-hmm.
Keller Atkins, 17-year-old Atlantic High School student, confessed to causing the damage because they were bored.
They were bored.
They were bored.
Seemed like a fun thing to do.
I mean...
Boring!
Wow. He's going to be grounded for life,
and then
right?
And then the sheriff just pulls up with some advice that everybody's heard.
Didn't think there was anything else to do at 2:30 in the morning. I'll use a line that my grandmother relayed on me. Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Correct. Grandma was wise.
Wise beyond her years.
I mean, we're grounded from the car.
The car, the golf cart, I don't know what it was. I mean, it was truck
grounded.
Tires. Yeah,
we're just
exactly.
grounded
so,
in general from life and fun.
Again, you know, 2:30 in the morning, just don't know what to do. No one's up. No one's awake.
Get a snack and go to sleep.
I know. Why don't you just go to bed? Anyways, that's your setting the bar story.
Sorry, I had to mom rage a little bit right there. is just crazy.
Boring.
All right, that's your setting the bar story. Look, we're still trying to figure out who Scott Kelly is. It's 99.7 DJX.
But we're all pulling for him.
And you're like, I don't know who Scott Kelly is. Why do I care about who Scott Kelly is? Scott Kelly has had his stuff put on blast thanks to someone who was at a Jonas Brothers concert.
And just looking at Scott Kelly's resume.
Yes.
Could have been Scott Kelly himself just brushing it up, making sure, polishing it a little bit.
Right. Or it could be a hiring manager.
A potential employer. Just mulling it over. Maybe I should hire Scott Kelly. Either way, they were not paying attention to the Jonas Brothers concert, and that was the magic of it.
Yeah, and Jen, behind this guy...
Noticed it,
got a video that was like 7 seconds long and just said, hey, Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at the Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck! And that's when the internet took over.
Yeah.
And the internet was like, I am all for this. First of all, Nick Jonas said, Scott Kelly's work ethic and critical thinking inspired me to write the line red dress. And then Joe even got in there. Joe Jonas, bro, Scott Kelly was there for me plenty of times. Hired, check mark. Kevin Jonas, I'm one of Scott Kelly's references. So the Jonas Brothers understood
the moment
that yes,
they jumped on board.
And this now they're going to need moment. To make it an arcing storyline at their concerts.
Right.
Because we're going to need to know now. We need to know, A, was that indeed Scott Kelly at the Jonas Brothers concert? Or B, was it a potential employer and did he get hired?
Yes, exactly.
All the questions we're going to need answers
to. But
then
all of the businesses that kind of rolled in.
Genius.
Yes. Old Navy, Scott Kelly always dresses professionally. Highly recommend. Pepsi, cannot recommend Scott enough. He's an elite employee. Verbo, Scott Kelly built my house. Hire him.
And nobody knows what kind of work he does.
No, nobody knows.
What kind of job is he looking for? What's his skill set? What's his expertise? We didn't zoom in that much to figure that part out.
AT&T, not Scott Kelly, waking up to 1,800 LinkedIn requests.
Yes.
All
the Scott Kellys, because there's probably more than one Scott Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right.
So anyone that's named Scott Kelly is probably getting notifications right off the hook today.
What is that company? Laneige, the skincare? Laneige. Scott Kelly has hydrated skin. You should definitely hire him. Sonic. Scott Kelly's impact on company culture is unreal. Scott this Kelly saved my life.
Oh, we are going to need to at some point now meet the real Scott Kelly.
Oh my gosh. Steve Madden. I'm assuming the shoe brand,
sure.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Steve Madden. Scott Kelly bailed me out of jail when Jordan Belfort ratted me out. Hire him. That's from the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
That is funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So yeah, so we are all pulling for Scott Kelly. And if you want to see some of the comments, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram.
But, and now we need to launch the search for Scott
Kelly. Huge day to be a Scott Kelly.
Absolutely.
If you're a Scott Kelly, this is your moment to shine.
And somebody might have been looking at your resume.
And get a job.
At a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yes, exactly. All right. Hey, anything from the show, you can always catch up on at WDGX.com. Tap listen. What are we missing, Kelly?
I think that's it.
Okay. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.